Blog Talk Radio.
Phoenix Soul in this, hey. I am Rhymes on the track. Covenant Cafe, hit you on a Sunday. Say it radio, flip it on Monday. Friday too, you can get it Tuesday or one day. That's the hour radio. Now the Tuesday spot, that's a given. Not your head radio, that's a Wednesday, how you living. See you moving side to side as you listen. That's the hour radio. Welcome to the nightlife on Thursday. Indie up, give it to you in the worst way. So Saturday, we gon' serve you like you Thursday. That's the hour radio. That's the hour radio. Network. You gon' hear the hour radio. Network. All the jams is riding on the radio. Network. That's the hour radio. That's the hour radio. Network. You gon' hear the hour radio. Network. All the jams is riding on the radio. Network. Yeah, that's the hour radio.
The Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot. It's your boy D Slate. We are here once again on this lovely Tuesday evening, May 8th, 2018. We got a phenomenal show for you guys tonight. We have amazing actor Rick Gonzalez from the super hit TV series Arrow is going to be joining us tonight. So definitely make sure you guys tune in for that. Of course, we're going to be playing all your favorite hits. We got the family in the building, myself, D. Slate, Miss Sandy, DP, and Elio is going to be joining us shortly. So it's going to be another phenomenal show. I want to thank you guys for tuning in, as always. Miss Sandy, hello. How are you?
I'm good, good. Can't complain. Want to say I'm sleeping, but you know what? You just keep pushing, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. If there's anything I understand, I definitely understand that today. So, but I'm gonna suck it up and keep it pushing because we got a special guest tonight and it's one of my favorite shows. So, I'm gonna suck it up tonight. It's gonna be popping. Once again,
he is a big crush too. Oh my gosh!
You said what?
He was my biggest crush, too. Illegal Tender. He, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I remember, it's funny, too, because I remember when my brother told me about that movie. He was like, man, you got to check out this movie. It's called Illegal Tender. I was like, well, who was in it? And so when I saw it, I was like, okay, I saw Rick in it and a couple other actors and actresses starring in it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, that movie's my life. It was me and my two boys. We would watch that religiously.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah, I got to give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to give it to him. That was a pretty good movie, definitely. So I want to say congratulations to some of the teams, you know, that are pushing on in the NBA playoffs. Congrats to the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron and the crew have pushed on, and they're waiting on that Boston series to see, you know, whether or not they're going to be playing Boston. And it's a possibility. I mean, Boston's up 3-1 unless, you know, it's some kind of freak miracle that happens and the other team wins. But and it also kind of looks like it may end up being Golden State and Houston, which is probably going to be a pretty good series. So that's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. All right, Miss Sandy, you ain't under arrest over there. What's going on?
No, there was some cop. I don't know. My own business. My son keeps calling. kicked him up from the driver's ed course. So impatient right now.
Well, I want to say congratulations to the cast of Avengers: Infinity War. Avengers: Infinity War is the top selling opening movie of all time.
I didn't see it, but my son saw it, and he can't stop talking about it. He cannot stop talking about it.
Yes, it was good. It was very good. Yeah, it was very good, and it's the top selling. I mean, but I'm not surprised though. I mean, when you think about all the Marvel characters who had solo movies, with the exception of Ant-Man, but all the Marvel characters who had solo movies are all in this movie, all in this film. Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, they're all in this film. So, I expected it to pull out big numbers. So, congratulations to them. And I didn't even know that Letitia Wright, who played Shuri on Black Panther, Black Panther's sister on Black Panther, she got bars. She know how to freestyle.
She know how to do what?
She knows how to freestyle. She's got bars.
What?
She's got bars. I saw a video on YouTube. It was on. Actually, she was on Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, or was it Jimmy Fallon? It was one of those Jimmys. And so they showed a video of her on the set of Black Panther. She had one of her costumes on, and she was freestyling. Somebody was recording it. She was freestyling. Man, that's how she do it, huh? She got bars like this.
I could freestyle. I am so tired. You don't understand.
No, don't even try it. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't even.
That's not right.
You got probably a piece of a candy, a piece of a bar. That's about it. Maybe an inch, maybe a third of a bar.
I used to have bars. I can believe that.
I used to have bars back in the day. I don't rhyme. I mean, I could probably, if I sat back and just really thought about it and started doing it, something pretty good. But yeah, it's been some years since I did that. I end up putting my focus, you know, on college and other things, and you know, I just end up losing my interest in doing that. But at one point in time, I wanted to be a rapper back in the day, but you know, I left it alone.
Wait, I think I remember some stories.
Huh?
Your rapping days.
You know what? You know what? I got you then. Listen, and I think I still may have it. I have to look and see. But we had recorded a couple of songs back in the day. I did a solo song back in the day when I was rapping, and I might have to play it on the show one day.
I'm looking forward to that. I got to get
it. I'm going to have to play it on the show one day. And y'all got to understand, too, you know, the bars was I was doing that back in, like, the early 90s. So you got to realize what the style was back then. But, I recorded a solo joint, and then I did one with some of my friends. But yeah, I'm gonna have to play that on the show so y'all can check it out one day.
Oh, it better be good.
Well, you know, I mean, I did a little some. I mean, it wasn't Kendrick Lamar, but you know, it was pretty good.
Yeah, put that disclaimer out. I got you.
You know, it wasn't crazy Kanye, but it was good.
Kanye, I love Kanye. I get a block him.
I know you love Kanye old crazy, but I know you do.
I'm telling you, I mean, he's not crazy. His mind capacity is so elevated. You know, a lot of people's not that elevated. Or, you know, majority not elevated at all.
That's usually what crazy people call it. They call it elevation.
They're crazy.
crazy people usually call it elevation. I've elevated my mentality. No, you just crazy.
You're not. I will help you. Don't worry about it.
You just crazy.
I got you.
I mean, that brother got a lot of cats mad at him, man. Hey, did you listen? Donald Glover was on SNL. Oh my goodness, it was so hilarious. They had did a parody of, you know, that movie The Quiet Place, about, you know, where people, the actors in it, they had to be quiet or some monsters, the aliens was gonna snatch them up if they were making too much noise.
I ain't never heard of that.
I don't know if you saw the trailer for that. Yeah, so they did a parody of that, and they called it Kanye's Place. And so while they was walking through this field or whatever, they were like, you gotta be quiet. They was whispering. They were like, you gotta be quiet. You gotta be quiet or the monsters are gonna get us. And so Donald Glover's walking, looking on his phone, and he was like, hey, oh man, Kanye, man, Kanye's tripping. Kanye's down with Trump. And they was like, come on, you gotta be quiet. He's like, no, he got the hat on. Look, the hat is signed. And they whispering. So Keenan, he showed Keenan the picture. Keenan yelled out, what the hell is wrong with Kanye? And then the monster snatched him up. And they kept just going. He kept telling them different stuff that Kanye was doing. And each one of them that was out there with him would trip out and then speak out loud, and the monster would snatch him up. It was crazy. It was funny. I got to give it to him. That was real funny.
Yeah, look that up. This probably was before.
Yeah, it was funny.
This was before he did his explanation on TMZ and with Charlamagne.
No, I think he must have been on there this following Saturday. He must have hosted it. So
I
think they posted the videos. Yeah, they posted the videos on YouTube then, but it's hilarious. He, you know, they did a skit where he's playing his character, young Lando Calrissian from Star Wars, and they had some kind of summit to give respect due to all the black people that was in Star Wars. It wasn't a whole lot that they mentioned. So it wasn't a whole lot of people that they mentioned, so that was funny too. So I got to give it to Donald, man. He's pretty funny.
They better mention Eartha Kitt. They mention Eartha Kitt. Well, she wasn't a part of Star Wars.
She wasn't a part of Star Wars, but they
I'm talking about.
I mean, it was Samuel L. Jackson was Lando.
Darth Vader was the
James Earl Jones, who did the voice for Darth Vader. He's black, but the character's not black.
That's crazy.
I mean, he had a black costume, but that's about it. Talking about Darth Vader was black. Yeah, his costume was black.
He was black.
So, okay, I mean, that's how you do it. On the costume, black, so he's just black.
Yeah, and his voice black.
He had a black voice with a black costume, so he's just black.
Right.
Yeah, I can see right now you and Kanye got a lot in common. You and Kanye got a lot in common.
He took off his helmet. He a black man. He was like, we got some explaining to do.
Well, look, we're gonna play some. It's the D-Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot. We're going to play some hits. When we come back, hopefully we'll be talking with the phenomenal Mr. Rick Gonzalez. Right here on a Tuesday spot, we got some Blush and Bruno Mars. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I make them be like, where you at? When I don't come through, I say, hey, you don't know how to act. You too busy showing out for the crew. Tell me, who does it better for you? Hey, don't I keep it clever for you? Put on that Cinderella for you. Keep it sexy, booty flexing, cause you clean. I hook it up for you. My presence can buy out your zipper. Make every real man wanna go out and buy me that glass slipper. You feel me?
No cuts, don't trim that back. Hold up, that's jealous. Baby, don't bend it like that. No, we can't bend it like that.
told you I was coming right back. Told you to find me on the bed and motherfucker be grabbing that. I'ma be standing right there. Right next to the best of. On the side of the cold. If I ain't number one, motherfucker, I'm something like a.
Holding out, don't you come running on me with that hunger game. Say that you saw them, but all of that barking just coming across the lane. Bodies are thought it's a mess up, but women the truest with treasure. Fellas want a Cinderella that make it rain with an umbrella. I'm pulling out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I'm pulling out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I'm pulling out the glass slipper on my Cinderella.
And when all the real kings are coming, you wish that you treated me better.
5 a.m. you in the locker room counting all your cash. How you feeling? Got a plastic bag. How you bag, lady? You ain't built to last. How you feeling? You shaking it, you dropping it, you popping it. How you feeling? Got a cup in your hand. You high as hell, seeing blurred lines. How you feeling? Now think about it. You a dreamer at prom, so speak about it. You can be what you want, don't dream about it. Nothing with a thing that's to think about it. Be real about it, keep it G about it. Do your own car through any weather, like Cinderella, all dressed in yellow. Trust and believe, you deserve forever. What's up?
Holding out, don't you come running on me with that hunger game. Say that you saw them, but all of that barking just coming across the lane. Bodies are thought it's a mess up, but women the truest with treasure. Fellas want a Cinderella that make it rain with an umbrella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella.
And when all the real kings start coming, you wish that you treated me better.
Let me see what you really working with. Do you swag, compliment my style? Can you get with a chick that's got it on and if it disappear, would you be down? Do you zero be the hero when you're down and out? Or would your ego get a little in the way? Tell me till death do its part is what it's supposed to be. But nowadays you would rather have a bae. Ha. I need a Cinderella cause I'm a Cinderella.
Well,
you to get this together, you know we bout that cheddar. Ha. Tell me what it is, tell me what it ain't, tell me what it do, tell me would you be down? Throw a couple stacks, rack a couple racks, make a lot of cash cause mommy deserves her crown.
Hold it now, don't you come running on me with that hunger game. That you saw them, but all of that barking just coming across the lane. Bodies are thought it's a mess up, but women the truest with treasure. Fellas want a Cinderella that make it rain with the umbrella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella.
And when all the real kings start coming, you wish that you treated me better.
All my girls be yellow, young queen just like Cinderella. I'm in a glass slipper, it's a shoe fix, yeah, make them beg for ya. Beg for ya, make them beg for ya, add mystery in a little edge for ya. These fellas just wanna spot a catch, play bets with you with no respect.
And yet, I bet, by 12 o'clock you gon' see the thoughts. Story time's here, I can make a life better, you know they say birds of a feather flock together.
All my girls be yellow, young queen just like Cinderella. And I'm in a glass slipper, it's a shoe fix, yeah, make them beg for ya.
Holding out, don't you come running on me with that hunger game. Say that you saw them, but all of that barking just coming across the lane. Bodies are thought it's a mess up, but women the truest with treasure. Fellas want a Cinderella that make it rain with the umbrella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella. I pull out the glass slipper on my Cinderella.
And when all the real kings start coming, you wish that you treated me better.
another one.
Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rocket with it on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down tonight. Cause I can name some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. For the tag, you know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
For the taking, I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Bust it, why you got it on safety? White girl red, sit on brown. I probably shouldn't be around you. You get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I told you.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild.
Like talking to strangers, so get
the fuck off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go anxious. Say fuck y'all to all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my angers. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good. I'm still sipping this bubbly. This shit is lovely. This shit ain't random, I didn't get lucky. Made it right here cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Too cold to break. Know I'm great, but I'm broke as hell. Having dreams that I'm folding cake. All my life I've been told to wait, but I'ma get it now. Yeah, it's no debate. Yeah.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Network, the Tuesday spot. That was G-Eazy and BB Rexha with Me, Myself, and I right here on the Tuesday spot playing the hits. Before that was DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller with Wild Thoughts. Getting in right. Speaking of wild, ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to introduce our very special guest for tonight. You've seen him in such hit films like Roll Bounce, War of the Worlds, Coach Carter, and Illegal Tender. And now he stars in the CW super hit television series, which is one of my favorites, Arrow, on the CW series. He plays Renee, the vigilante, a.k.a. Wild Dog, on the hit series Arrow, and he's absolutely phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Radio Network welcome to the one and only Mr. Rick Gonzalez.
What up?
Rick, how What's are up? You?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Man, we are great. I want to thank you. It's truly, truly an honor to have you on the show, man. You make number three as far as some of the castmates from Arrow on the show, man. We had Echo Kellum on the show before. We also had Paul Blackthorne.
Nice. I love those guys. I'm in good company.
Yeah, man. And yeah, they spoke highly of a lot of you guys, man, in the series. And, man, first of all, I just before we really get started, man, I want to say that Arrow is a phenomenal series. It was one of the lead shows that gave attention back to the DC TV universe, man. And,
It sparked a
whole bunch of other phenomenal shows that's on the CW right now, man. And your character Wild Dog, I was excited when I found out you were going to play Wild Dog, man. And your character is absolutely phenomenal on the show, man. How did you become part of Arrow?
I read for a character on the show, and typically what DC and Warner Brothers and CW like to do when they cast some of these parts and kind of create them, they like to be secretive about what the actors are reading, because due to, you know, the internet and people getting a hold of materials and things, they can end up finding out, you know, what the new season is going to look like. And so that being said, I auditioned for a character that was had a different name, was a vague background. I ended up getting the job, and my costume designer, Maya Mani, who's phenomenal, she does all the DC TV shows, kind of let the cat out the bag for me, you know, because I'm assuming I was playing just some military guy who was being court-martialed, because that was the scenes that I was auditioning for. And right. when I was on the phone with her, she was like, hey, so I got to fit you for a mask, and I got to fit you for this, you know, for the costume, the suit. And I was like, wait one second. What do you mean mask? Because I think you got the wrong person, because I'm playing so-and-so,
right.
And this is who,
right.
I'm reading. She's like, oh no. She's like, oh no, sweetheart, you're Wild Dog. And I was like, I'm who? So I've never heard of the character
right.
before. So so I did a Google search, and I learned about, you know, Jack Wheeler, aka Wild Dog, and you know, I immediately got excited, because just the fact that I was going to play a superhero or a vigilante, and the fact that the more I read about him, the more he, to me, just felt like the Wolverine of the show, or the Punisher of the show.
Yes, indeed.
And those are,
yes,
actually
indeed.
My favorite. Those are
I
my,
agree.
Those are my favorite characters in Marvel. You know, Punisher and Wolverine to me are my favorite. So, you know, to me, it's just kind of like, if I could bring that cool energy to this character and make him interesting. And they far exceeded my expectations. I think the writers did a great job of kind of giving Renee, you know, all these interesting layers and just fun stuff to play with. And yeah, so that's how I found out. I literally found out through
crazy.
My costume designer. So yeah.
Man, you know what, though? I got to give it to you. Not just to the CW, but your talent as an actor, man. I mean, you give such a fantastic edge to the television show, man. And it's like, you know, when it comes to your relationship with Oliver on the show, it's like you don't fall for the okie doke. You know, you know what I mean? You don't fall for the okie doke.
Yes.
It's like you're one of the ones that stands up to him, like, dude, I'm gonna stand up to you regardless of what you
do. Yeah.
And so I thought that was so refreshing for the show,
yes.
man. So I wanna congratulate you and applaud you for that, man. Definitely.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no, I think I can't take all the credit for that, because when I came in to play the character, I had a different energy on how I wanted to create him. And obviously when they let me know I was playing Wild Dog, the producer, director named James Bamford, who's directed a lot of our episodes, was instrumental
right.
in kind of letting me know, hey, I think Wild Dog should have this kind of energy. Like, I think he should be in this world. And just me getting to know the character, reading up on him in terms of the DC universe, he kind of wanted to see a different type of energy that Star City has never really had before.
Right,
So to bring the kind of inner city vibe to Star City is something that the show and the way I was told was desperately needed. And so that's fun for me to kind of create an energy that kind of fights against, you know, what's already been established. That to me is just, it's a lot of fun to bring. And I tip my hat to Stephen Amell and the rest of the cast, who, you know, have been nothing but, you know, gracious and letting me just come in there and wreck shop and have fun at it.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're just, you know, just having fun.
But you also said it too, bro. You know, you said it how you brought an energy to the show that hadn't really been on there, man. So, I mean, that says a lot as well. And I think that's what made your character so likable on the show, that made it so interesting, you know, when your character came along, because, you know, it's just like you said, you bring an edge to the show that hasn't really been on there, man. So I think that's what truly makes it exciting. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's a big kudos to CW and stuff like that for wanting to kind of bring, you know, a Latino character, and especially someone who's from the inner city, who's Latino, and I think a lot of people can relate to that, and especially today, and, you know, with the success of new superheroes that, you know, represent, you know, blacks and Latinos, and I think that's important.
Yes,
think,
absolutely.
You know, that the world wants to see that and embrace that. So, yeah, man, it's a lot of fun.
Definitely, and I definitely got some more great questions for you, but I know my co-host, Miss Sandy, wants to get it in. Miss Sandy, you are on with the phenomenal Mr. Rick Gonzalez.
Hi, Sandy.
Rick Gonzalez. Yeah, no, I'm not I didn't get into the whole comic thing until my oldest is 22, my youngest is 16. So that's when they started hitting me. Yeah, they started hitting me up on that. But what I've noticed is a transition from reality TV to back to scripts and characters. And I think, y'all didn't peep that out, though. Y'all didn't see that. You guys didn't see the wave. You're not seeing the wave. I'm seeing the wave. Because remember that, like, the whole reality thing going in? Now that's kind of phasing out. And now even with the comics, the Marvel and the DC, y'all are coming back. And it's bringing characters back to the TV. And so I got to get caught up. Now, I'm going to tell you how I fell in love with you. And my boys fell in love with you. I talked about it briefly. Illegal Tinder. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
We watched that movie a billion and one times. My oldest sees himself as your character. And my youngest sees himself as your younger brother. And then I, of course, see myself as a mother. And I just love it. You know, even in that character, it seemed like that was kind of your swag anyway.
Right.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Not wrong. Absolutely. I mean, when I knew the writer-director of the film, Frank Reyes, and him and I were close friends, and we were, like, constantly just kind of brainstorming and coming up with ideas. I'm like, how could we work together? What would be a great idea? And he's brilliant at coming up with, you know, ideas for, you know, films and stuff. And so Illegal Tender was just birthed out of his mind while he was cooking chicken in his house. And he was like, you know, I know it. Just making Puerto Rican rice and chicken. And, you know, he was like, I got it, you know. And, I mean, you know, he was like, you're the son of a gangster. And the guys that killed your dad are still coming back to try to kill you and your mom. It's a hit. And I was like, write it. Hurry up and write it, you know. And,
I don't know, that noise is in the background. I don't know who has that noise, because I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know who got that noise. Is
I don't
that
know
you?
If that's
who
me.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You to say
no,
it again.
That's me.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that was kind of how everything kind of transpired. And, you know, the universe, I mean, well, God made it happen, because he was able to just link up with John Singleton right away the next day. And John said, let's do it. Let's shoot it, you know. So we set a date.
Oh, wow.
We knocked it out, and then we knocked it out so quickly. So, yeah, it was a great thing. It was great. It was a big learning experience. I had so much fun doing that.
Even with that storyline, my you know, Black Panther came out, and my oldest son, he came to me. He said, "Ma, it's like your generation is so mad. Now my generation has to fix what you couldn't." So it kind of plays in the same thing with Illegal Tender. Like it took your character, which is the son, to go fix decades of what your parents couldn't get right, because they so mad.
Right.
And it's
right. That is a recurring theme. We've seen that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, as far as like you, like growing up and And because you have this swag, and I, you got to forgive me. Everything's not coming together right now, but you have this like a street edge to you, a street swag to you that it just comes out in your characters. Is that a part? I mean, you said that was a part of you in Illegal Tender. Is that like give us a breakdown of who you are as a uncut.
I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, the Bushwick section of Brooklyn.
There it is.
And I'm Puerto Rican. My mom is Puerto Rican. My dad is Dominican. Back then, Bushwick now is like so different. Vogue magazine throws parties there. It's like hipster place.
Oh, yeah, pretty.
So many cool places to eat and drink. But
right.
Back when I was growing up,
definitely.
It was one of the poorest cities and neighborhoods in Brooklyn. And so, but it still has so much, culture and energy just from, the folks that live there. And so I grew up, heavy into, my mom played a lot of, Spanish music, Marc Anthony and Hector Lavoe. And at the same time, I was still listening to, Big Daddy Kane and things like that. Like all those things kind of influenced me.
Yeah.
All those things influenced me in terms of,
I like that.
I thought I was a break dancer when I was a kid. I thought I was a rapper. I thought I was all those things. And so, hip hop and also being Latino definitely, it helped raise me. It was just all through the neighborhood and all through the fabric of my
definitely.
Culture. And I think I was just blessed enough to play characters that, in working with the creative people like directors and writers who I'd get to collaborate with them, would just be open to the idea of saying, I think we can add things from your past or things that are part of you that can help create this character. And I think I've just always been fortunate to kind of bring that to the table. It's just a lot of roles that I look to. And I think ultimately I also studied acting at the LaGuardia High School of Performing Arts in New York City. Those are one of the few places that kind of always taught me to always embrace who I am as a person and to use that in the work that I do. And those are kind of like the foundation and building blocks of me, and how I grew up.
But Rick, it's such a blessing though, to be able to also, like you said, to be able to work with individuals who has the same type of vision you have, who's like-minded like yourself. And so to be able to work with those kind of individuals, man, that's the key success for being able to put together some great TV or great film and movies. So I think you have been really successful with that. Sandy's right, you have that type of swag about you, but after what you just told us, I mean, it's perfectly obvious because of your background, where you grew up at, and you hold on to your heritage, and you don't forget where you come from. So I think that's really important, man. I think that's what makes you stand out from a lot of people. So congratulations, man. I applaud you for that, definitely.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And it's really nice
now, Rick,
that even like God has put people in his life to see. Like, he went in for one role, and he was trying to be humble, but his energy, his says, oh, no, you ain't for that. This is you right here.
No, you're going to play the vigilante.
What I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
This is a service.
Nah, you ain't no soldier. You're going to play the vigilante.
Some people can see your strength and be intimidated by it. Some people can see your strength and be intimidated by it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Rick,
no, I appreciate
say, bro,
that. Thank you.
Look, another surprise, too, man, and I didn't realize it until a couple of days ago when I was doing some more research about you, because some of the phenomenal movies you've been in, man, I've seen, and I've seen your amazing characters in some of the films that we mentioned. But I'm a huge horror movie fan, a sci-fi fan, and you were in the sci-fi horror for film Pulse. When I saw that, I was like, damn, he was in Pulse, and if you didn't really watch the movie carefully, you know, it helped, you know, you had to watch it to really help you understand what was going on. But I'm such a fan of those kind of films, so I already knew what was going on. But
oh, wow.
That was a great film, man, and I really liked your character in that film. But yeah, man, I forgot all about that. I was like, yeah, he was in Pulse. I forgot about that. But
yeah, man,
that was that was
definitely interesting. We shot that in Bucharest, Romania. And it was a remake of a Japanese horror film, and
yeah, I remember that.
And we shot that, you know, with Kristen Bell and Christina Milian's in it, and Octavia Spencer, a young Octavia Spencer was also in that film.
Yes, indeed, she was.
We worked with her, and that was a great time. You know, we got to shoot a really scary horror film, and. You know, it was pretty intense. I mean, we were always constantly trying to figure out the crux of the film, like exactly where we were going with it. It was just a constant, you know, fight to kind of see, like, where does this movie land and how are we going to execute it? And so it did pretty well. I mean, I think they ended up making, like, a few more of them. So I guess.
Yeah, it did. It really did. It did. And it was a great film. Now, Rick, I don't know if you can tell us. It'd be great if you can. But as far as Arrow, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the season finale. But is it a chance that we're gonna see Wild Dog back in the next season?
In next season?
Yeah, in next season.
Well, we definitely got picked up for next season. And as far as I'm concerned, I better be there next season.
I know that's right. I know that's right, bro. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, man. Like I said, with the success of the CW shows, man, and it was good to see a lot of you guys in the crossovers, and so now you guys got Black Lightning, man. What do you think about Black Lightning, bro?
I think it's awesome. I'm so happy that the show's doing well. It's being well received.
Yes.
I'm happy for Marvin Crondon Jones, who's on the show. I actually know Crondon through some other friends who do music, because I know Cron's music well. And I'm so happy for him, and glad that he's doing a great job over there. And you know, I actually worked with Kress years ago on a TV show called Nash Bridges in San Francisco.
I remember that.
I did an episode of Nash Bridges a very long time ago, and you know, so I'm just happy to see Kress, you know, getting his shine and killing it. I'm just very happy for that show, and I'm just happy for the success.
Yeah.
And I think it was inevitable. You know, I think the success of Black Lightning inevitable. I think it was a great play on CW to create that property and to build it. And I mean, it was almost a no-brainer for them to succeed with that. You know, with the climate of things now, it's just a great idea. And I know it's doing well, and I'm so happy for everyone.
Definitely. Now, with the new season coming up, and we're definitely truly looking forward to that. Do you have anything new that you're working on, man? Any new TV or film projects that you can tell us about?
As of right now, all of my intention is towards CW Arrow. We shoot from July to
Arrow,
April.
Okay.
And yeah, so we only get a couple months off. So, so right now, my whole attention is Arrow. And
it's just Arrow. Definitely. And that's good, because you know, you just get to put more concentration in the character, and you get to give the fans a little bit more in the coming season. So yeah, I can appreciate that, man. I can definitely.
Yeah, no, we're definitely locked in, and we're excited for season 7.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing who the the new villain is going to be and what the storyline is going to is going to pull out, man. They always pull out some great surprises on the series. So I'm
absolutely that's what I love about being a part of the show is, you know, we're working with writers and producers that are allowed, you know, and working with a network like CW who's allowing them to push the envelope and to do things that are a little different than the normal TV, you know, storyline format. You know, we're able to break the mold and to kind of break, you know, those traditional choices that normal TV shows have to do. You know, kudos to Mark Pedowitz and everyone at CW that, you know, just want to continue to, like, make content that's refreshing and keeps the audiences on their toes and to create characters that definitely have a storyline and an arc. And so, you know, there's just a commitment to that, you know, and there's a real commitment to the show.
Absolutely.
In terms of the storyline. So we try to keep it fresh and new for fans.
Now, have you been able to be a part of any Comic Cons? Have you been going to any Comic Cons?
I have. I've been able to attend a few of them, and they're great. I think they're the perfect place to connect with, you know, the fans and to just, you know, hang out and talk everything Wild Dog, everything Arrow with them, and even other projects that I've done, you know, just really just the greatest folks that you'll ever meet. And also meeting people who, you know, have overcome so many things in their lives and connected to the show and just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just kind of makes it, you know, it just kind of doesn't make, you know, it makes our job so much more fulfilling, you know, to know that, even if they're just taking an hour out of the day to just watch our show and for them to feel better about themselves or to enjoy it and to get something out of it that way, you know, that really means a lot to us. So, yeah, it's great.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad, man. I'm glad you were able to experience that. I know that's one of the big things to experience when in being involved in a superhero series or a superhero film, portraying a superhero character or a vigilante, to be able to be involved in something like that. Because I know the Comic Cons are huge with a lot of the actors and actresses that's in that. Definitely. Now, Miss Sandy, you have any closing comments for our great guest tonight?
You know what, y'all? You have been in the candy store with this Comic Con and the superheroes and stuff like that. I'm doing my research. I find out what ladies, what we women want to know. Ladies, he is married, beautiful wife, a son, and his wife. She looks like a black woman. Is she black?
She is.
Look here. Rick, no black don't crack. Rick, no black don't crack. Come on now.
That's a very real statement.
I'm going to kick this. This is the stuff I was looking at. Y'all over here on Comic-Con and Marvel and stuff like, which is good.
Yeah.
You know, my son is probably hating me because he's doing his finals right now in college. But and I know he would love to be on here. So, how did you and your wife meet? How did you guys meet? This is stuff we want to know.
Oh, long story. But we met years ago. I was working on a TV show, and my wife was getting her degree at a college, but at the same time, like, also doing work on a TV show, and that happened to be the same TV show that I was on. And so I met her there, and I just remember hearing this woman saying, "I want some clam chowder." And I was like, that could be my opening to see if, you know, if I can get a date
out
of her, you know. And so I said, I could get you clam chowder. And so we go out on the date, and there was no clam chowder available, but I was able to get a second date. Didn't go quite as well. Fast forward a few years later. We lost contact, and I see her leaving. A venue, and I'm walking into the venue, and I'm like, "I know you." We see each other, and then we've been inseparable ever since.
Wow.
You know what?
Yeah.
This is the second story that you have told tonight. When something's meant, it's meant.
Yep.
The arrows. When something is meant, it's meant. You thought he was going in for something else that wasn't for you, but something better was for you.
Absolutely.
Your wife you know, in the story, even there's a disconnect for a couple years or whatever, but when something's meant, it's meant. And
absolutely.
That is beautiful. So
thank you.
Those of y'all,
you
know, that's I'm gonna take that message. I'm gonna take that and receive that. That is. If it's meant, it's meant.
Yeah.
If it's
that's
meant,
real.
It's meant.
That's absolutely real. Absolutely.
No doubt.
Stand by it.
Yes. Well, I'm not surprised though, Rick. I mean, blacks and Puerto Ricans have always had a phenomenal relationship with each other, man. We've always liked each other and got along so well, man. And I'm not surprised with that. So you know,
growing up in Brooklyn, that was all Bush, you know. That was normal. Super normal. Yeah, it was like, you know, hey,
no, don't call Puerto Rican a Mexican and don't call a Mexican a Puerto Rican. Y'all can go off. It's just ridiculous.
100%.
He said definitely.
100%.
Now, Rick, my last question for you, man, for up and coming actors, man, you know, for the youngins, man, that want to be in the industry and they want to have some longevity in this business. You know, with your success, man, and all the things that you've done, what advice would you give to the up-and-coming young actors?
I think the important thing is to if acting is your calling and that's your purpose, then I think it's having a positive mindset about it, not never allowing yourself to be jaded or negative about the outcome. Because,
absolutely.
You know, the struggle is actually going to strengthen you and kind of help you to get, you know, to where you need to be, you know, and I think, you know, and that goes for, I mean, everyone that I've come in contact with or connected with in terms of the industry has had, you know, trials and tribulations in the industry, whether they found success early or they found trouble, you know, after success. There's always a level that, you know, you have to endure, especially in this industry, because, you know, it's only 1% of, you know, of actors get the job. So it's you just have to have, you know, positivity, you know, and knowing that, you know, the work will come and you just have to stay positive, you know, work hard on your craft and keep a positive mindset.
Definitely. There it is. All you up-and-coming actors and actresses, I mean, that's definitely part of the key to success is if that's your passion, if that's what you want to do, you know, just stay strong with it and be confident and definitely surround yourself around the right people. You know, you know, that's definitely truly important in this business. Well, Rick, man, for your fans, man, everybody that's tuning in and listening tonight, if any of them want to catch up with you on social media, bro, where can they find you?
I'm on my Twitter is official Rick G and Instagram is at Rick Gonzalez.
There it is.
I'm doing it right now.
Yep. Thursday night. Season finale, Thursday night, 9 p.m.
Yes.
Our season finale is in 2 weeks. So our episode 22 will be this Thursday at 9. So come check us out.
This Thursday, yes. I can't wait, man. I'm truly looking forward to it. And man, it's like everybody else, man. It's truly an honor to have you on the show, man. And a man of your caliber, intelligence, and intelligence. It was always phenomenal to have you on with us, man, and love having a great conversation with you. We always like to tell our guests, man, you come on as a guest and you leave as a family member, man. So that's how we view you now, man. That's how we gonna treat you, man. That's how we gonna keep supporting you, man. Everything that you're doing, and I'm looking forward to the new season of Arrow, man. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, other things that you're gonna be doing as far as that and. Any new surprises that you may have coming for the fans in the near future, man. I want to congratulate you to your success and many, many more, man. Many, many more.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank
you
so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Much love to you guys. You guys were awesome. Love your energy.
Absolutely, man. Definitely. Well, we appreciate
you,
bro.
I'm talking to his page right now. I'm looking at his page right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your page, Vic. I'm stalking you.
Well, Rick, you have a blessed night, man, and hopefully we can get you back on the show, man, when the new season starts, man.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you about that then.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Down. I'm totally down. All right,
bro.
Let's do it. Let's set it up.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed, man. Well,
okay.
You have a blessed night, man, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye, everyone.
If it's for you, it's for you.
Definitely.
If it's for you, it's for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right. Amen.
All right, bro. Have a blessed night.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. The Hour Radio Network, that was the one and only Mr. Rick Gonzalez. He plays the phenomenal character Renee, a.k.a. Wild Dog, on the hit CW series Arrow. Make sure you guys tune in this Thursday for episode 22, and the season finale will be out in a couple of weeks. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. I know it's going to be huge. So, and he already said he got picked up for the next season, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to what kind of energy they're going to bring for the new season. So definitely thanks to Rick for hanging out with us and joining us tonight. And I just want to say before I play this music, Stephen Amell, Emily, Willa, David, Manu, Katie, look, we've had Paul on the show, we've had Echo on the show, we just had Rick on the show. We would love to get you guys on the show with us, man, so we can have a great conversation with you guys. Like I said, we're huge fans of the show, man, so we would love to get you guys on. You know, hit us up, have your people hit us up so we can definitely set that up. I think it would be great to talk with you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. So we're gonna play some more hits. When we come back, me and Miss Sandy gonna chop it up a little bit, and we gonna end it off a little early tonight because Miss Sandy tired. I know D Slate is tired. But we're gonna play some hits for you guys.
Gosh, you know,
I got some Khaled, I got some Marion Hill, some K Michelle. It's going down right here on the Tuesday spot. Let's go.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Got love to give while we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke.
dumb, young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
Fucking
life, gang's a party. Got a fetish for hitting a Maserati. Gucci all up and down, that's what's on my body. Damn, bruh. Damn, bruh. Damn, bitch. Steady talking shit when you don't write your own hit.
Network of Tuesday Spots. That was K Michelle featuring Chris Brown with Either right here on a Tuesday Spot playing the hits. You know how we do it. I want to thank you guys for hanging out and tuning in with us tonight on the Tuesday Spot. My brother Elio couldn't be on tonight. Congratulations to our brother Elio. Him and his wife has gotten a new addition to the family, his son. He's filling in Big Papa duties right now on the show. So definitely, Elio, congratulations, brother.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
What's that noise?
What's
that
noise?
Noise is going on when Rick was talking. It's like a lot of... Yeah, that.
Oh, I don't know what that was. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it. I don't know who, if there's callers. Just mute your phone.
Mute my phone?
No, I don't know if there's anybody else on the line or something. If there is,
mm-mm.
I just wanted them to mute their phone.
No, ain't nobody else on. It's just us right now.
Oh, okay.
And it could have been some. It could have been some background noise. You know, but it's all good. You know, we got a phenomenal conversation there with him. But I was just telling everybody, congratulations to our brother Elio for welcoming their son into the world, into the family. So, big congratulations to Daryl Graham Jr. Yes, it is a junior. Elio, proud of you. Definitely, man, you gotta have a junior. So, junior, love you.
The baby.
Just like your dad. Just like your dad.
The baby. Ooh, I'm so glad
yeah.
I passed that stage though. Oh my gosh.
real quick, I know you be keeping up with a lot of the reality show cats and you know what's every time I look up it's all Blac Chyna is always in the media for the social media and it's always negative, like it's always something negative going on with us.
Well, you know, you gotta understand this. It's like she is a product, a true product of her you know that saying, you could take the hood, but you can't necessarily take the hood off the person. And there's some people that you're able to polish it and really adjust it, you know? So even with Rick Gonzalez, he got some of that hood swagger in him. I'm picking up, but he's polished with it. And not everybody knows how
right.
to do that. And so Blac Chyna, you know, I think that also has to do
I mean,
with
I feel
family.
I feel sorry for
she
the sister because
really,
every time I turn around, it's something negative.
But listen, she
yeah.
has a really dysfunctional relationship with her mother, and that dysfunction, you have a dysfunctional relationship with your mom, father, whatever. If you don't have another positive family member to uplift you and pull you out of that, and to really guide you and help you, you know, she's always running.
It's gonna be a lot of negativity around.
Right, and I'm pretty sure she's ran into, you know, men that probably really genuinely cared about her and loved her because her mindset is so out for self. I'm going to get you before you get me. I'm going to get you. She's out for that. And she's sabotaging herself and her children and, you know, all in the process. And there's no one in her corner that can step aside and say, hey, you need to stop. And even if she's in a space to listen, she may not even be in a space to listen because she's tunnel vision right now. And so when you hurt you,
right,
you're going to do things to sabotage yourself and thinking everybody's out to get you, so you guard it. You know, so, I mean, one day she's going to wake up, you know, so I pray. You know, I mean, it's
well,
not because
also,
of her mother.
Well, hopefully she can get some positivity going on in her life. But I also saw another article. Apparently, it looks like the next Friday movie is a go.
Is Chris Tucker in it? Is Chris Tucker going to be in it?
Well, I'm looking at an interview that Vlad TV did with John Witherspoon, and he said that everybody is getting 5K. Everybody's getting 5K for Friday. Everybody got 5K for Friday, and the caption also says Chris Tucker not coming back. So I don't know how true that is on whether or not he's really coming back. I know there was always some speculation that he's
probably
not going to
come back. You know what? He gets on my nerves with that shit. Let me tell you something. He really gets on my nerves with that, and it's about the fans. You know, I get you elevated because ever since he got into what is the movie with the Karate movie, and he was playing that little sidekick. Come on now. Come on. After Friday.
Rush Hour?
I mean, there you go. Ever since he got in the Rush Hour, he's been on some elevated, you know, I'm the shit, no one can touch me kind of bull. I really hate that. I like it when artists, actors, rappers come back to their roots and they get back to what we remembered. Well, that's how you got on. He got on from Def Comedy Jam, Friday. You know, I mean, it's to go back.
So give back to what got you started.
There you go. Don't get so damn elevated. You don't forget. Really? Are you serious?
No, I hear you.
Well, we'll see. I can't stand when artists do that shit.
Well, we'll see. I mean, maybe they're trying to. Keep it under wraps, or they're trying to make it a surprise. So I don't know. Hopefully he changes his mind. Hopefully he actually is in the film. I think that would be great if him and both Mike Epps is in the film. I think that'll make the film funny as hell. So hopefully he changes his mind.
But, you know, I want to say this. I think Jay-Z, he said before that there were some songs that he has a hard time doing that he's done in the past. But he does it because he knows the fans want to see, you know, hear it. You elevate, you grow as an artist, and you're no longer in that space. But just because you're not in
Absolutely.
That space doesn't mean somebody else is not in that space. And that space relates to where they are right then. You know,
right.
So we have to be mindful, you know, especially artists and, you know, entertainers. You get out there, you may get sick of doing the same piece, or you get sick of being remembered for the same thing. You want to get typecast, but people remember you at that, and it's important to, you know, to remind them, hey, even if you're not there anymore, there's somebody still there. So.
I agree. Well, hopefully we'll get a surprise, and hopefully he'll actually be in the film. But we'll see. You know, it's a lot of speculation right now, but we'll see. You know, what's really going on. But I just want to take this time to thank our brother Rick Gonzalez for hanging out with us tonight. We had a fantastic conversation with him. Big shout out to Rick and the entire cast of Arrow. And the CW writers over there, they do a phenomenal job on that show. So thank you to everyone over there and all the other actors who haven't been on the show with us yet who may be listening. Please, we would love to have you guys on the show. Paul, Echo, and Rick all have had a great time with us. So we'll have a great time with you guys too. So definitely hit us up or have your people hit us up. We would love to have you guys on the show, definitely. And I just want to say another great show. Again, congratulations to our brother Elio and Daryl Graham Jr. for coming into the world and being part of the family. You know, we look forward to watching him grow up and, you know, teaching him some of our bad habits. I know Elio, like, no, he not y'all bad habits. But big shout out to our brother DP. DP's top 10 countdown has gone international and it's being broadcast over in Africa.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so big shout out to our brother DP for that. DP is making moves with DP's top 10 countdown video show, TV show. He's doing some great things with it. So definitely congratulations to our brother DP for that. And make sure you guys check out DP's top 10 countdown. If you're in California, Chicago, Wisconsin, here in Arizona, now in Africa, in Atlanta, you know, DP's top 10 countdown is where it's at. You know, it's a music video show, countdown show for underground and independent artists. So all the independent artists that are listening, hit my man up, Dorian Phillips, on Facebook. DP's top 10 countdown on Facebook. Hit him up, you know, to see if you can get your show, get your music video on his show. So definitely hit him. As you can see, it's being broadcast in several states. And, you know, we're working on trying to get it in other states as well. We're trying to make it completely nationwide and hopefully international in some other countries. So definitely, man, make sure you guys, you know, hit him up, man, and get those videos in, definitely. But I want to thank the fans and everybody who, all the listeners, for tuning in, hanging out with me and Miss Sandy tonight. And you know, like I said, Miss Sandy's tired, and your boy D Slate is definitely running on fumes. But you know, we still got to make it do what it do for the DL Radio Network. So thank you guys. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for Naja Head Radio with Logical One, Red Child, and Divine.
Yes,
and
nice.
You know, Miss Sandy will be back with you guys on Friday for Say It Radio, the Alter Ego Friday edition with her, Tanya B, and Jay Dirty. So definitely make sure you guys tune in for that. And Saturday, India Saturday, the Candy K, Joy Joy, and Voodoo Child. So you guys just definitely be ready for the other shows in the coming weeks. We got some great shows coming up, some great things that we're going to be doing. So you guys have a blessed night. Please be safe as always. We love you guys, and we'll see you guys next time. I'm going to give you guys some Weekend and Kendrick Lamar, Pray For Me, to leave the show, so to end off the show tonight. We'll see you guys next time. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
You, I fight myself, I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life to live in hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption.
the souls of suffering men, clutching on deaf ears again. Rapture's coming, it's all prophecy. And if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
be.
Take my pain for me, save my soul for me.